From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, the Lauriston and Thompson Penn 4-H Club in St. Catharines stages its annual Stew Festival. Have you ever heard of a stew festival? Well, each November for the last 7 years, the Lauriston and Thompson Penn 4-H Club has been staging a stew festival in the community. This year was no different, as scores of people from the St. Catherine community and its surroundings turned up for the annual treat. But why a stew festival? We asked Cheyenne Christie, the club's president.
Basically, everybody else is doing other things and we decided that we are doing stew. Because you have some parties like for Linted have their Aki Festival, you know, St. Anne have their Jerk Festival, Westmoreland have seafood, so we decided that we will be doing stew.
Do this as a project within our club where the officers and clubites can get an experience. So different areas of stewing things have demonstration of a live pig roasting. We also have rabbit. We were jerking rabbit. We stew rabbit, we stew jew plum, we stew guava, we stew pineapple, we stew melon.
In other words, the festival sought to bring together persons from all ages in one location to promote and improve awareness of both traditional and modern methods of preparing culinary dishes. When the CSJP team heard about this year's staging, they were eager to assist the 4-H Club.
This city is in the communities, and we're working with young people, and we're trying to empower young people, and we think that this is the way to go with the young people. This is their effort. They work very hard. They organize themselves, and we think this is something we want to encourage. That is why we decided to work with them on it. We provided media support, and we facilitate them on the day through the use of our media entertainment unit.
CSJP Community Action Officer for the Greendale Cluster, Sharon Bowie. With over 120 active members in the 4-H Club, it's no wonder CSJP jumped at the opportunity to endorse the event. The 4-H Club has been in the community for 16 years, and in that time, it has been a creative outlet for young residents. Through the program, youngsters aged 5 to 29 years spend 2 hours each week learning various practical skills.
Some of the activities that we do on a regular Saturday are budding and grafting, circumposing and potting, rabbit care and management, cake baking and decorating, meal prep. We have a lot of activities that we do within our club. And some of the activities that we do on us, we have concerts, we have barbecue, we have fish fry.
The club's president, Cheyenne Christie, says the program has also been playing an important role by engaging young men in the sometimes volatile communities.
You know, in all the other clubs, you have more female than male, but approximately this time that we have more male than female, so we have more males involved in our club than female, because the males are seeing what is going on and want to be a part of what is going on. Yeah. And this is the good thing that is going on within Lauriston. Even when we have the slaying of the head, we did literally on that and not having any meeting, we still have 4-H Club and it was going on good and well.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.